13 kilometers southwest of the epicenter Lushan County, villagers in Tianchuan County are calling for urgent need of tents, food and drinking water. Chen Junjie is a reporter with Shanghai-based Dragon TV.
I'm now at Xinhua Village in Tianchuan County. It is only about 4 to 5 kilometers away from the epicenter. Behind me, there is a makeshift tent built by the villagers on their own. Over 10 women and children are taking refuge here. And this is the best tent the village has got because it has a rooftop. On my right, a villager is distributing porridge. Some locals told me they've only got one bottle of drinking water since the earthquake struck, and there is no food supply. Over 2,000 people are in the village.
Local authorities say over 90% of buildings in Tianchuan are in danger of collapsing, but with the outside world unaware of their status, they have only received a limited number of tents. So far, 4 people are reported dead, 1 missing, and another 811 injured in Tianchuan. It is estimated 12,000 more tents are needed, as rains are forecast for the following days. Meanwhile, Wuxing Village of Longmen County is also making urgent calls for food and water, with disaster relief not reaching that village either. Wei Huandong from the Ministry of Public Security says clogged roads and hampered communications have constrained the rescue work.
The quick hit areas are spread out in the mountains. Communication is down and the roads are blocked. These have posed huge difficulties to the rescue work. That's why the rescue teams are unable to reach some affected areas on time.
Wan Huaqiang, the deputy director of the Disease Control and Prevention Center, says for those who have been relocated, the key is to prevent an outbreak of epidemic diseases.
The key is to monitor and evaluate the possible outbreak of an epidemic. We will come up with related measures based on the evaluation. Meanwhile, local health authorities in Sichuan province have started monitoring the hygiene of drinking water and safety shelters. Staff have been sent out to the field for monitoring works.
So far, over 230,000 people from the affected areas have been relocated to safety shelters. But for the areas which have so far not shown up on the rescue radar, authorities now face the challenge of overcoming the geographical and practical difficulties caused by testing weather to start sending in relief sooner than later. For CRI, I'm Xi Zhi.